Welcome to Living Above the Drama. I'm your host, Dr. Georgiana Donatio, and today my guest is just absolutely fascinating. There's so much to tell you. I don't know where to start, but I'll start with this. Dr. C. Allman Scott is a media psychologist, an international keynote speaker with more than 25 years of experience as an actress, as a TV host, and narrator. She is the author of Decide Your Future, Write, Direct, and Star in Your Life, which has been published in 2019. C is the host of two upcoming TV shows, Celebrities with a Heart and Jet Set PhD. She's a seasoned television producer and has successfully transitioned from working in front of the camera to working both sides of the camera, and will soon be hosting two more shows. She's also the writer of TV commercials, infomercials, and how-to daytime TV programs, music videos, and the thought-provoking Dr. C tips for the body, mind, and spirit. She lives with her husband of over 15 years and her three Papillon, I hope I'm saying that name right, therapy dogs in California. It is my pleasure, C, to welcome you to the show. You have such a broad resume. I was trying to pick things out. I mean, I could have written about two pages on you. There's so much to know, but delighted to have you to talk about your book. And start by telling us all about you, because it's really, you were a model, you were an actress, you've done just about everything in media. So if you'd share your humble beginnings with us, that would be really wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I could start really humble if you like. Thanks for having me today, Georgiana. That was so great of you to invite me. And the Papillons are here too. They're in attendance here.
Okay, I want to make sure I said it right.
Yeah, you may not hear from them. They're French butterfly dogs. They're really wonderful. I'll have to put some pictures of them up on Jet Set PhD, because they do travel with me sometimes, or I'll put them up on my website. Okay, well, if you want to go really humble, I'll start with a story, since you opened it that way. I did start my career, as most people know it, as a model. Okay, that is true. But you don't always get a lot of modeling jobs in Chicago. And I did model a little with my mom when I was 2 years old. We did mother and daughter clothes together, and I didn't get paid for it, so it wasn't that glamorous to me. I probably was more interested in eating little treats after the show or something. But anyway, my first job, I was a toe checker, and I wanted to be a lifeguard. And by taking this silly job as a toe checker, I used to look at fungus on feet and tell people to go back and take a shower at the public swimming pool in Illinois where I grew up. And my people, after a while, saw that I was really excellent at being a toe checker for $2.35 an hour.
And that was a toe checker?
And that was even...
No, I'm sorry, I have to stop you. I've never heard this one before. This is a good one. So you actually had to check people's toes before they went into the water, or after?
Yes, before they went into the water, because we don't want their dirty fungus in the public swimming pool. So anyway, I was so good at it that after 2 weeks, they offered me to teach swimming classes, because there wasn't a state law that said you couldn't do that. I was teaching diving classes, and before you knew it, they went to bat for me just for showing up with excellence all the time. And I got to be a lifeguard before I was 16, which was
wow,
a pretty big deal. They told me that I could, that they would handle that problem when it came, and it never came. And I got what I wanted just by showing up. So lesson number one on this show is half of life is just showing up. Don't
yeah.
sit there and wait around. Get your butt in gear. Get out of the house. Stop looking at your computer and your phone, and go do something face to face, because that's when the real action takes place. But I went on to be a model, finished my undergraduate degree, and found that I couldn't really make enough money at a job. So I went back to modeling with some of my other girlfriends in New York and made some money and traveled a lot. And that's relevant because eventually I took all this supermodel information and turned it into something that helps other people, which is I help people how to travel professionally. If you want to travel like a pro, I can teach you how to do that. But really, that's getting a little sidetracked here. I'm having so much fun, I got a little sidetracked. So what do you want to know first, Georgiana?
Okay, so what I want to do, I mean, you have such a dynamic story. I wanted the listeners to hear how you got from being a toe checker, okay, to being, I mean, you're doing it all, and you're doing it on a high level. You've shown me pictures, and I've seen pictures of you with everybody in the business, Oprah, movie stars, the whole thing. So how does one make that transition? I know a lot of people think about that, you know, and that's kind of a fantasy a lot of people have. So we want to hear your journey from toe checker to pictures with you and the stars, okay?
Well, you know, I was a humble person and always had a good work ethic. And thank God for that, because without that, I don't think anything would have been possible. I look back at my friends from my high school reunion, and I just don't see that a lot of people took any chances or risks and got out and did what really they wanted to do or they were passionate about. There was one other gal that really did what she wanted to do. She was a dancer and a model, and she got some national and international recognition on TV and in films too. But you really have to push yourself to do this sometimes. And that's why it's really important to get into some self-help and listen to programs like yours and get some tools like my book, Decide Your Future, Write, Direct, and Star in Your Life. Because it is inspiring to see that some people that started with no money and parents that weren't rich and didn't buy my way into everything, you know, everybody has to start somewhere. And don't ever be too good for a job. I see that so commonly among young people today. They think they're too good for everything, and they don't want to pay their dues, and they don't want to work their way up. All they want to do is be famous tomorrow. I want to be an influencer. That's the number one dream out there.
Yeah, it's gone from being a celebrity to being an influencer. Yeah, you know what young people are thinking about. I was listening to a discussion on that where it used to be, oh, I want to, you know, grow up and be this kind of really important person or movie star. Now it's I want to be an influencer on the internet.
Yeah, well, it looks easier because anybody can post on YouTube. So it looks like an easier goal. But the truth is, who is going to watch you if you don't put something out there that people need and want? And who cares what your opinion is if you've never done anything in life? That's something to think about. And you really, if you're going to be great at something, you have to think about what it is that really makes you excited to get out of bed.
Right, tell us, what made you excited? What got you excited?
Well, on my humble path, when I was about half the age I am now, I figured out that I really enjoyed being helpful to people with their body, mind, and spirit. I had been an actress when I left modeling, and I just thought to myself, wow, this is not as much fun as I thought it was going to be. I'm just reading these lines. And if I didn't read these lines, some other blonde would be hired. She would read the lines and none of the audience would know the difference. So I figured I had more to share than that, and I did not feel self-expressed. And I wanted to help people to become healthy in the body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And to experience great joy in life and to create exactly the kind of life they want to have. And lucky for me, I figured that out in my 20s. And I began writing in the industry in Los Angeles and teamed up with somebody that did a lot of infomercials. And before you know it, he said to me, I think we should do that TV show that you have an idea for. And I said, I would love to do that show. And it was a show called Infinite Power. And we did this show on Fox and ABC, CBS, UPN. It was syndicated, kind of the way you see certain shows now, like Dr. Phil or Oprah, have been syndicated, where you might be watching it on an NBC in this city, and you might be watching it on an ABC in that city. But I got it up to 186 cities, and it was Monday through Friday morning for 4 years. And we interviewed celebrities and really asked them the secrets of their success. And what are their health secrets? How come they look like that? How long did it take them to make it? What did they have to sacrifice? I think those are really interesting questions, and they're a lot more relevant to a person at home than what the next movie is. Because really, when you watch a movie, so often does it change your life? Well, if it does, then who's really having the success? The storyteller or you? Mm-hmm. So when somebody makes a movie in order to change your mind about something, they're winning. And remember, there are always two sides to every story, but a good storyteller can really get you enrolled on their side. So I think it's important that people take time for themselves, not always being a follower, but also to lead themselves into the place they want to go, whatever that is.
So talk to us. So you did this television show, right? And did that start to open up a lot of things for you, or had you been heading in that direction or doing things, from that media pool prior?
Well, I had a lot of dreams when I was a little kid. I watched Bob Newhart on TV, and I wanted to be a psychologist. And
oh, really? Bob Newhart?
Yeah. Lo and behold, I did become a psychologist, and I wanted to be a movie star. And the truth is, I was the star of some smaller films, and I had smaller parts in bigger films that you've heard of, too, like Pulp Fiction. So I did the things that I wanted to do. And I'm still working on what I want to do next. Right now, the world is changing so fast that expressing myself and helping others with their bodies, minds, and spirits has really been a vast field for me to play in. I can play, I can attack, I can do it any way you want. But I lecture about the brain all around the world, and I help people so that they can see what's going on in their mind and why they think that, question that belief system, see if they really consciously believe what they're acting upon subconsciously, I should say. That's a little better word. And it helps people to align themselves with where they want to go a little better, because we tend to be our own worst enemies in certain ways, of course, as you all know. But also, we don't realize why we procrastinate. We don't realize why we think a certain way. We don't realize why we make poor decisions a lot of the time, where we say, that seemed like the right decision. How come this is turning out so badly now? And that happens. It's happened to all of us. We might as well admit it. So I came up with a strategy for people to make a decision in 7 steps. And if you use those 7 steps and you put your own input in and you think with your own heart about what it is that you want, what outcome you want, which would be different than the outcome I want or the outcome that you want. But if you want to put your own personal input in, you'll be 100% confident by the time you get to the 6th or 7th step. And you'll never change your mind or waffle on your decision, because you'll absolutely know. You'll be absolutely certain that you've made the right decision for yourself. And that's the kind of person you want to be. You don't want to be questioning yourself all the time and wasting your time. You want to go forward. You don't want to go sideways and backwards all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So let me see if I can summarize this a little bit. you went through all this kind of exciting and then somewhat disappointing and then somewhat boring and somewhat exploratory process of finding out who you are and what you wanted to do. And along the way, you came up with a formula, which you have turned into a book. And also, you brought it out in various forms, but you have written a book called Decide Your Future, Write, Direct, and Star in Your Life. And in that book, you said you have three sections, I believe, right? During the pre-interview, we talked about the three sections.
You got it.
And what you're saying, I think, is that if we all follow this particular formula, we will come out the other side of any decision-making or need for decision with a clear understanding of what it is we really want and what it is that we're being called to, and we won't be waffling or we won't be, kind of wondering if what we're doing is correct. So we're going to get to that in just a minute. So prior to writing the book, I know you've been involved in so many things, and you had that television show that was syndicated that I saw. What was it that made you decide to go and get your PhD in psychology? It was because you were in the arts, and then you changed direction to go into the healing arts. So how was it that became something that you wanted to do after working in media for so long?
Well, I
Oh, you got to think about that one, huh? See, you got to think about that.
Okay, because when you stop yourself sometimes and you think about things, and I've always been a kind of an old soul and a thoughtful person. And I thought to myself, there's nothing that I couldn't do a little better. I could do relationships a little better. I could do my own health and fitness a little bit better. And I could do, my mind, my education, all this kind of thing a little bit better. And so what happened was I actually hired experts to help me to get across some of those finish lines. And I ended up becoming a champion fitness person. And I, got my PhD mostly because everybody was calling me doctor anyway. They're like, you're so smart. And people would start calling me Dr. C. And I just said, all right, I'm going to get in there and finish that. And because I had that television show, I became an authority, because for some reason, once you get yourself a bully pulpit, people ask you to do things. Can you come speak at my expo? Or, I'm thinking, well, how long do I have to get up there and speak? And now I speak all around the world. But all these things, you have to want to do them. You have to be very driven to want to do them. I think Les Brown talks about that a little bit. I really like to hear what he has to say about it, but I know that he does talk about getting hungry so that you will take the next step. Because what Dr. C always says is your body moves on the path of its expectations. So if you expect yourself to fail, you're going to quit. And if you expect that you're going to make it across that finish line, you will make it across that finish line, because your body is just going to take that path, whatever that is. And so you don't get what you deserve in this life. You get what you expect. So as higher and higher things were expected of me, and I thought, other people have done this. It can't be that hard. And let me tell you, people, that is a spiritual principle. What's true for me is true for you. It's a spiritual principle. So if I've done it, then that just means that you can do it. When I see somebody do something that I've always wanted to do, and maybe nobody's ever done it before, I never feel jealous about it. I just look at that and say, that is so great that person did that, because that means it's possible, and that means I can do it too. So now when I do it, it may not look the same. The outcome may look a lot different because it's my version of it. But, that's
that's the spiritual truth of all of this. If you can take somebody else's advice and succeed, you really can.
Well, we have a lot to talk about as far as that subject is concerned, and we are at the first break point, Dr. C, okay? So we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in just a minute, listeners, and we're going to talk more about how what we expect and what we determine is basically what we get. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, develop mindful, pure presence. You can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing Behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way.
What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
Okay, you do this in real time?
No, don't speak. Okay, don't say a word. Okay, we got to pause now. Just don't say anything because he's going to cut in. He's cutting in the commercials at this point. Okay, so please don't say anything. And we're back with Dr. C. Allman Scott, who is the author of Decide Your Future, Write, Direct, and Star in Your Life. And we've been talking to C. about all kinds of interesting things, especially the concept that we don't get what we deserve, we get what we expect. And so before the break, we were talking about that, and now that we're back, love to hear you talk more about that. Tell us about your own experience. I mean, what have you achieved or completed or done that you really expected to and really desired to do and went against all odds and completed it? Because you've done so much that it's just a very open-ended question to ask you.
Well, when I was a lot younger, when I was a teenager, getting A's in school was not very hard for me. I was kind of fortunate that I was good at learning, except math. I did have a little challenge with math, but if I focused on math, I could get good grades. So it just took a little bit more focus. But I knew I would get a Bachelor of Science. That was very easy. I just went and cruised through that. I thought that I would make a certain amount of money, and when I didn't, I would just change my behavior, and I would change the way I looked at things, you know, by reframing things. Uh-huh. By looking at things differently, you can change the problem, you can change the answer, you can change a lot of different things just by looking at things differently. And I was on the phone with somebody this morning, and he said to me, boy, you just asked me two questions, and all of a sudden I was no longer interested in pursuing this woman that was no longer, you know, I realized that she was not for me. And I have just freed myself. You freed me in two questions.
What were the questions? What were the questions? Come on.
I'm really fast like that. Well, I said, would you want to be with somebody that treats you like that? Have you thought about how the right woman would treat you? And he said, well, yes. And I said, would she treat you the way that you just told me that you found unacceptable? And he said, well, no. And I said, tell me, if someone lied to you or if they were lying to you, is that something that you would tolerate? And he said, no, I wouldn't. I said, well, why are you romanticizing this whole thing then? If it's not something that you even want in the first place. But see, this is the way people think, Georgiana. This is the way people think. They don't know what they're thinking sometimes. People have a hard time organizing thoughts. And when you break the whole brain down, you've got all kinds of different lobes in the brain. They all work together to produce your life and to get you out of bed and to put you on a schedule and to help you make decisions throughout the day. And some people say you make one number of decisions. Some people say you make 40,000 decisions in a day. Of course, you and I know a lot of those would be very unconscious decisions about putting one foot in front of the other and breathing and things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we count on our brain for this. And the most important thing we can do is figure out where our brains are going to come up short. And the human brain is not wired for optimal decision making. It just isn't. So you need to find where your blind spots are. And then when you see that, then you can fill that in with something wonderful and effective. Use some tools like the ones I've created just to make you think. And for the price of a book, you could change your life. You could change the way you frame things, the way you think, and you can see things for what they really are. And sometimes I even say, I see things the way God sees them, because I'm not looking at them from my limited perspective. I've done some research and I'm looking at it to see how other people see this. And
how this can be done, how it has been done. And it does sometimes take a little bit of research, thought, even intuition to think about what's possible and what's available in our lives. And we're infinite beings. We have infinite possibility.
I agree with everything you're saying, but I want to share with you, as someone who has been in the health field for over 50 years, and I wrote a book about behavior and brain function, it is probably one of the hardest things to change your brain function and to change how you look at things. I think everything you said is true. If you're able to do that, the problem is that the main motivating factor in our experience as a human being is that we have this part of the brain called the limbic system, and it contains billions of impressions and billions of pieces of information that we took in between the ages of being conceived and about the age of 7. And those thoughts and those impressions, they design how we react to survival and how we react to our environment. And they make up our beliefs, our values, and our worldview. And unless somebody can find a way to invite you in or me in or somebody in to changing what they believe is safe and good and right and desirable to them, if they can't change their beliefs, they can't change their behavior. And so this is why we have, you know, so many millions and millions and millions of people who can't stay on a diet or who can't stop smoking or who can't give up, that dysfunctional relationship they've been in. It has to do with the primal drive, which is our limbic system. It's all our unconscious, but it basically stems from our childhood. But I'm talking to a psychologist, so I'm sure you know that, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I would agree, but what I'm saying is, why not become conscious of all these things that we do because of our belief systems? If we're conscious that we are prejudiced for some reason, or that we value one person's opinion over someone else's, we should question why we do that. And sometimes taking a step back, it's not the way your brain wants to perform. Your brain wants to take shortcuts. It doesn't want to introspect, doesn't want to evaluate as much and analyze information to find out if it's really true. Because when I talk to somebody for an hour and I say, you know, you've been operating on this belief and that causes you to have a recurring pattern in your life that is causing you all this pain. And I said, do you even believe that, after I've talked to them for an hour and asked them all these questions? And they say, no, I don't even believe that. And I said, well, that's your brain. That's your brain making shortcuts. And let me tell you something. People cry some tears at that point, but in 5 minutes, they can be laughing, because at that point, they realize how silly they were being. And they created all of this, and with just the change of their mind, they can get a whole different outcome.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is really important, Steve, because what you're saying is this. While we understand like how we get into the condition we're in, we also have this incredible opportunity every moment to decide that we're going to change the way we're behaving. That's what I believe you're saying.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about with my book, Decide Your Future, because moment by moment, you are making decisions. And do you want to go forward, or do you want to act upon your subconscious limiting beliefs that you've formed over time? Do you want to be bigger than that? Because you have the ability to do it. You just need to think about the way you're thinking. You need to analyze your thinking a little bit. And you also need to follow the 7 steps. That'll take you through so that maybe you can do a little less of this shortcut and a little more of conscious decision making. So much of what we decide is subconscious. I mean, I'm sure you've had other guests on your show that have
have mentioned the fact that everything you say is coming from your subconscious. Everything you do is coming from your subconscious. You're not saying things and doing things because you consciously want to do them, because you can get up in the morning and you could say, I'm going to stay on this diet all day. I can make it through the day. And you know, if back to 20 minutes ago when I said, your body will move on the path of its expectations. If you don't think the diet's going to work, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to sabotage that diet, and you're not going to get the outcome you wanted.
Right. Unfortunately, we're really not aware of our unconscious. I couldn't agree more. And I want to talk about the details in your book, because what you've done is you talk about the first section. You talk about brain function. You talk about decision making, and you talk about the mind taking shortcuts, meaning the
right.
mind tries to avoid reality.
Right. So these are cognitive biases, and they're detrimental human tendencies that the brain is wired to take. And sometimes we have an overconfidence bias, which causes us to do things that we probably shouldn't do. And sometimes we hurt ourselves when we do things we shouldn't do, for instance. Or sometimes we have a recency effect working where we're not really considering all the data. We're just considering the recent things that have happened that will cause us to make a certain decision. Or, you know, we have, I could go through availability bias, framing effect, cost sunk effect, egocentrism, hindsight bias, confirmation bias. Temporal discount, reasoning by analogy. These are all things that people do. And we're being manipulated all the time. You might have heard of hot cognition and cold cognition. When you go into a car dealership, they want to make that warm for you. They want to make you feel good so that you want to buy. So they, you know, I mean, if you're buying a Toyota, they might give you popcorn. And if you're buying a Lamborghini, they might bring out the wine or the champagne. I don't know. But people do this because they know that we are influenced and we change our minds because of all these influences. So we just need to be aware of them so that we make the decision that really serves us instead of, you know, just subconsciously falling into things all the time.
Right. And so much of that is sabotaged by, for most of us, you know, the Maslow thing. You've got the safety, security, then you've got, you know, the survival part. And then after that, it's belonging. So most of us get really hung up in either, you know, getting recognition, being approved of, being loved, you know, getting attention. And that's a lot of times where we get hung up because we're paying so much attention to trying to belong and to trying to have purpose that we get sidetracked from actually having a relationship with ourselves. You know, unless we have that relationship with ourselves first, we really can't have a relationship with anybody else. Now, you, in the second section of your book, you talk about this 7-step process that is a foolproof process that anyone can do these steps, and we can literally kind of get on top of things. And the first one you said is timing. Let's go through these because this is really important.
Well,
I know that the listeners want to hear it.
Yeah, if it's okay with you, I'd almost rather have people buy the book than tell them what all the steps are. But I don't mind going through a few of them.
And well, unfortunately, what I have learned, I've interviewed so many authors, is you never give the book away, because the truth of the matter is that unless you know what the movie's about, you're probably not going to pay money to see it. I mean, it's just a general thing. There are, you know, you've got 7 aspects, and I've had people with, you know, same type of formula, and the best thing that we can do is kind of share a concept, and then from there people really want to dive into it, which is, you know, which makes a great deal of sense. We're going to take a break. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, let's talk about section 2 of your book, because it breaks down seven basic things that we all need to be doing in the process of our decision making. And some of these we know, and some of these, you know, are just a matter of, you know, reflecting more on. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with C. Almond Scott. So don't go away. And she's going to share with us the wonderful seven-step process that she has written into her book.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way. What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful pure presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
Speaking to C. Almond Scott. Dr. Scott is a media psychologist and an international keynote speaker with many years of experience as an actress, a model, a TV host, a narrator, and an author. She's written the book, Decide Your Future, Write, Direct, and Star in Your Life. See, before the break, we were talking about going through those seven steps just so that we can kind of get a sense of, the unfolding of how decision-making occurs. And the first one you talked about was timing. I'm not quite sure what that means in this context. You just want to give us just a flash of what you're referring to when you talk about timing.
Okay, timing would not be step number one, but timing is your window of opportunity. And that means that you need to know when the decision is due and when you need to implement the decision, or else you may miss the boat. You may still make the dinghy, but you will miss the boat. You will miss the grand opportunity. And sometimes you don't know whether you want that opportunity anyway. That's the seven-step process. But I think timing is really important because so many people just let the timing go, and then by default, their decision is made. And something that is avoidable. It's something that we can control. And in our lives, we should learn to control the things that we can control. And timing is something you can control. You might need to make some sacrifices so that you can make your decision on time. But if it's worth deciding, it's worth deciding with the appropriate decision for you.
Okay, so understanding that there is a time for everything. And sometimes we'll say, oh, I'm not going to sell the house this year. And then they'll wait a year or two and the market will go cold, or they won't be able to sell it for some reason or another because it now needs repairs. So a lot of it is getting in tune with the timing, right? I mean, just kind of aligning yourself, which goes to something else you talk about, which is intuition, using your intuition. So if you're using your intuition, and you're thinking about the timing, that would sound like a good set of skills to put together.
Absolutely, they're all good skills. If I talk about intuition, I'm not talking about justification or a feeling, a gut feeling. I'm really talking about allowing your mind to be empty, clearing it out, and then really considering what it is, rather than just making a quick decision based on whatever's going on at that time. Because if you're doing that, maybe you're using the recency effect or one of those cognitive behavioral problems that cause us to make the wrong decision. So we don't want those tendencies to pop in. We want to do all this stuff clean, because whether it's a big decision or a small decision, you definitely want to get the right decision, because you always want to be moving forward. So as we talk about intuition, I'm going to tell you that in the book, all the steps for clearing your mind, even learning how to meditate, if you want to meditate, are in the book. And it will explain all the difficulties people have in meditation. Maybe a lot of people that listen to your program regularly want to meditate, and you probably suggested they do, and they're challenged by it. So getting some perspective on that and figuring out what's difficult about it and how to really tackle it and get control of your mind, it's really important. And we justify things so often, and we think that that's our intuition as well, and justification is not. Well, you know, this is, if I do this, then that'll happen, so I really shouldn't do that. We don't know a lot of things, and a lot of times when we justify, we're just validating something that maybe is going on in our mind that could be as a human tendency like prejudice or something like that. We're just justifying with that and going the other direction to avoid pain or to gain pleasure for the moment, but maybe it's not even the right decision. So we need to also learn about justification and learn not to do that, not to allow our ego and that little voice that tells us to do things. Your ego is not your intuition either. So this gets very complex. And you need to learn how to hear the intuition. And when the ego is talking, you need to know that's the ego and say, that's great. Why don't you shut up so that I can have some stillness in me?
That's a long, complicated conversation to talk about the ego and the id and the superego, and to recognize that the ego isn't, and if ego is not our enemy, it's just how we have a relationship with it. The ego stops us from walking in front of cars and falling off a cliff. So it really has a very wonderful purpose, which is to protect us. Unfortunately, it can go a little far, because if we were insulted as a child, or if we had any kind of negative trauma or negative experience, the ego can get to be real bossy and say, we're never going through that again. So you're not going to be vulnerable. You're not going to be open. You're not, you know, you're going to be superficially friendly and charming, but you're not going to do this and you're not going to do that. The problem is, however, when we start looking at some of the other things you talk about, which is taking a stand, keeping your word, having integrity, taking the high road. I mean, all those things are not ego-based behaviors. Those are kind of higher self behaviors. Do you want to talk about those?
Sure, absolutely. And the truth is, and it's right aligned with exactly what you said. It is true that people that have high self-esteem regularly make better decisions, and people that have low self-esteem make poor decisions. There is an absolute correlation there. So when you start acting on these steps on a regular basis, you will have a higher opinion of yourself. Therefore, you will make better decisions, snap decisions. Sometimes you don't need to think through seven steps. You'll just instantly employ one of the rules, like the rule of integrity, and you'll just say, well, I can't do that, because if somebody says, well, if you just do this, I'm going to give you this, and you might want the thing that they're offering you, but your integrity may tell you not to do it, because it would be the wrong decision, and there could be other repercussions from that later, and you could damage your reputation and then set yourself back again. So this is what I'm talking about. We always want to go forward, never sideways, never backward. One small step forward is better than a big step forward and two steps backwards, right?
Absolutely. You also talk about calculating risks and about self-empowerment. And I agree with you. I think your comment was really true. People who like themselves make better choices. And I'll share a quick story. I have a daughter, and when my daughter was 16 years old, she had a crush on one of her girlfriend's boyfriends. And I walked into her room one day, and she was crying and sobbing, and she was very upset, and, you know, really, really unhappy. And I asked her what was wrong, and she said she felt badly about herself. And I said, sweetheart, why do you feel so bad? And she said, well, because, you know, I have a crush on Oliver, who, you know, was a boyfriend of her girlfriend. And I said, well, what makes you feel badly about that? And she says, well, because we've been talking and we want to go out, you know, with each other. And I asked her a question. I said, if it were you, and it was your boyfriend, how would you feel if your friend did that to you? And she stopped and she thought about it. And I said, you know, Kim, we have the best self-esteem when we like and respect who we are. And when we do that, we live from integrity. And she is now in her later 20s. And she says to me all the time, she'll say, you know, Mama, I remember, you know, she'll bring up some of these different things. But she remembers that very strongly, that we can't have good self-esteem if we don't act and live with integrity. I mean, just because you like somebody else's boyfriend doesn't mean, you know, that it's open season on going after the boyfriend, you know.
Right.
So she grew up a lot that day, and she remembers it very well. So I think the points that you make, empowerment, calculating the risk, I mean, she had to calculate the risk, and, you know, the risk was that she would lose her friend, and the intuition and the integrity and, you know, keeping your word and being aware of, you know, the timing and the rightness of something. And now you said this is a very big book. It's got a lot in it, right? It's got another section.
I say it's three books in one. It's, you know, three books for the price of one, if you want to call it that.
But again, the beginning explains those tendencies, those human tendencies, the way the brain is wired and the things to look out for. And then you will learn how to make a decision and have 100% confidence in your decision. Be solid on that decision. You know what that does for your self-esteem? Quite a bit. When you're sure of what you're doing, boy, you can go to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and pretty soon you're conquering the world. So it's really important for us to have this confidence.
And absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Definitely give you that confidence, show you just the way to make those decisions, because your life is the sum of your decisions. If you don't like your life, it's because you've made poor decisions. There's no other explanation for that. And I just have a way of breaking things down for people so that they can get their mind around it and really realize what they've done wrong. And then when you actually realize what you've done wrong or what way you were thinking that wasn't working for you, it's easy to change then. But you really have to bring that from the subconscious mind into the conscious so that you could look at it, have a couple tears, laugh at yourself, and say, I'm going to change my behavior now. I'm never going to do that again. That was just really dumb, and I could see why this happens to me over and over, and I'm not doing that.
Well, it's a wonderful therapy you've developed, a wonderful theory and therapy, and I'm sure that the people listening would like to know more. Now, you have a website, yes? CIEScott.com. They can learn a lot more about you there, yes?
And, yes, absolutely.
And they can buy the book anywhere. Isn't that correct? Decide Your Future, Write, Direct, and Star in Your Life. That can be bought.
It's a bestseller on Amazon, and I would just go to Amazon.com. And if you can't remember the name of the book, but you can remember that you were listening to Dr. C today, just go to Amazon.com/author/CIE. And it will come right up for you, and you can get a Kindle copy, which is very inexpensive, or you can get a lot of us like to hold a book in our hand.
Right,
and,
yes.
And you know, like, especially if I was doing something, I would like a manual that I could hold in my hand, and I could just take myself right through that manual. And
right.
So I think that's our age talking there.
No.
We both like that. But I'm telling you, there's some value there. And this is the kind of book that people get, and they say, I don't want to loan this book. I'd rather buy you one because I might need this book for something tomorrow. I'm going to refer back. And, you know, I didn't have much of a chance to talk about the third book within the book, which is it's all advanced decision-making techniques. It's group decisions and other things. But one thing that it will do is it will teach you how to stack the deck in your favor. When you have calculated the risks and calculated all your data and it just doesn't look really good, I'm going to tell you how to improve your odds so greatly that you could make it to the finish line. You could get something that you never thought you could achieve in your life.
Well, we will hold that as the carrot on the stick because we are out of time. I can't believe it went by so fast, Z. I want to thank you so much. I mean, We want to encourage everyone, especially if you're interested, you know, in wanting to achieve what your goals are and wanting to get out of life what you're looking to do, check out C's book, Decide Your Future, Write, Direct, and Star in Your Life. You can find it on Amazon and just put in CIE at Allman, and you will, Allman Scott, and you will find the book. I can't thank you enough for coming on. I know what a busy, busy person you are. It's been wonderful talking to you. I had a great time talking to you on the pre-interview. And I'm wishing you all the best of luck with this book. I think it's going to continue to be a number one, and it's going to continue to do well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Georgiana.
It's my pleasure. And listeners, join us again next week for another educational, informational, and enjoyable show here on Living Above the Drama.